Hey there, beach cops. If you're like us, you got problems with procrastination. Sometimes you can't concentrate. You're not always feeling 100%. We got the perfect solution for you. Magic Mind Productivity Drink.
Yeah, you got to check out at magicmind.co/beachcops. That's BEACHCOPS. And join a community of go-getters.
Use the code BEACHCOPS, BEACHCOPS20, to get 40% off your first subscription or 20% off your first one-time purchase.
Yeah, our 40% off code only lasts 10 days, so you got to hurry up. The best part is that they have a money-back guarantee.
Right now, go to magicmind.co, magicmind.co/beachcops, and enter BEACHCOPS20.
That's right. Get 40% off your subscription or 20% off your first time purchase with code BEACHCOPS20. This special 40% offer is valid within 10 days of sign up. So hurry up.
That's the truth.
Eating ass. Eating ass.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Beach Cops, a show where anything goes and everything shows. Hello.
Welcome to, we're doing Jehovah October. We're trying out Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, God, I That's would never... True. Try it being a Jehovah's Witness.
Why not?
So far, me and Andrew are winning.
There was a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses in where I lived.
And they don't celebrate Christmas.
I had or a Jehovah.
Well, yeah, no, or birthdays. Nothing. That fucking sucks, dude.
I had a Jehovah Witness lady that I worked with send me on a date with her Jehovah Witness daughter.
Did she eat that?
By the way, chick was very hot.
Yeah.
And then I later found out that I didn't realize you couldn't even do anything.
She gave you a jahandra.
So you like get married.
But can she suck your dick if you're married?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Only on your birthday, but it's not.
I know her mom got kicked out for a while.
Standard American marriage.
Her mom got kicked out for a while because she was fornicating with the husband before they got married.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She had to take a 5-year break.
A fornication. Vacation.
dream of fornication.
She did have fornication staycation.
Hey, so look, you
fornication
said
fornication station.
You said you might not be 5'9 anymore. You were worried about that.
Yeah, I'm getting too shredded. I think I'm 5'7.
I just read a thing where you can actually do an exercise that builds muscles on the bottom of your feet. You get an extra 2 inches.
I read about that too in Small Man Monthly.
Go ahead and tell your friends about this great new exercise. Who invented it? Oh, just a street doctor called Ryan O'Neill.
Isn't that new gym platforms?
Yeah, yeah. It's called short squatting.
It's called Little Buddy.
Short squatting.
I have to do Little Buddies till failure.
So you can get up to 2 to 3 inches by just putting more huge muscles on the bottom of your feet.
Balls of your feet, mainly.
Yeah. Goggins is now 7'5".
Yeah, he is. It looks like he's wearing fucking stilts made out of flesh.
Dude, you've been holding this in all week.
I have. Which one?
You have a best friend.
I do.
His name's Bruce Dutte.
That's right.
And he...
How do you spell that? D-U-T-E accent over the E?
I think so.
Dutte. Or I think is it D-U-T-A-Y?
No,
it's your best friend.
You it's D-O-O-T-A-Y.
No, but it's separate. It's D-O-O.
Capital, apostrophe.
Capital T.
Capital
dash.
T.
Capital T-A. Yeah. His parents got divorced.
T-A-Y.
Mom got remarried. Her first name was Du. Then she married a guy with the last name Tay. Yeah.
Can I do a quick side note here?
Yes.
It's about names.
Okay.
It came out, I think, last week or the week before. There's a basketball player, international, an NBA team was playing this international team. This dude's name is Steve, S-T-E-E-V-E.
Yeah.
Last name, Ho You Fat.
Yeah.
Not Asian.
No.
That's a black French guy.
That's a real name, Ho You Fat?
Those are three separate words. I saw the jersey, and they're like, people are like, this guy's got to sell jerseys because everyone's clamoring for him. But he just plays for some French team. And he's like the 33-year-old guy.
Oh, you know
Steve,
what?
Ho You Fat.
We gotta get him.
They're like, Ho You Fat for three. Oh.
You know what he should get is a sponsorship deal with Curves.
With us.
No, with Curves. Ho You Fat.
Or Lane Bryant.
Hey, you lose that weight.
Hey, this is Steve Ho You Fat.
Here's
stop being fat hoes.
For fat no mo.
Here's my brother, Ho You Skinny.
Ho You Fat.
What so his brother has
different last name.
It's a different mother.
We always do the brother with a different last name.
But his first name's Steve.
His brother's
Steve Ho You Skinny.
His brother's Mike, Steve. Mike Ho You Fat.
I mean, is that really how they how you pronounce it? French is it? Who you fought?
Who you fought?
Who you fought? Who you fought?
Steve, Ho You Fat. I like the Steve with two E's.
Steve,
nice.
Who you fought?
Ho You Fat.
Is there a Ho You Fat? Steve, Ho You Fat.
How would you
Steve.
Do that with like last name first? Is it? It's Ho You Fat, comma Steve.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't. Okay.
Steve? What do you mean? What would you do? Ho Steve You Fat.
Well, the three last names is confusing. Most people have one last name, so you got three.
No, I think there are three separate things in one last name.
How many women are like, I want to marry him just to be Mrs. Ho You Fat?
I don't know. Oh man.
Do you think the mom went out and married three different guys, kept all the last names, and she just wanted? Based it purely on last name.
Yeah, and that's because she was a hoe because she fucked three guys.
So married John Ho, then married
Bob Fat.
Yo, Frank Yo, and then Phil Fat.
It's not Yo Fat.
Ho Yo Fat. Ho You Fat.
Did you forget the name?
Yeah.
I love it.
Ho Yo Fat.
This guy's barely awake. He's got the sleepy eyes.
I told you, dude, I'm hungover as fuck. I went to the LA Rams game with Steve Renazzisi. And he was there in full flame. Like, hey, what's up?
What did he do it?
You drive his lowrider? Where are you going in?
No, I told him that people
I just
do.
Just got to make sure I'm not so loud on myself.
I said, people do impressions of you with a Mexican accent. He was like,
what a crazy thing to tell someone.
And then I was there with David Taylor.
Here's the deal.
And we tailgated, but we never made it to the game.
Here's the deal. We're not making it in there.
No, we tried.
You tailgated.
Here's the deal. I got my hibachi.
By the way,
did. And 17 beers.
I told him there was somebody right next to us that had the same grill. If you know David Taylor, his grill looks like it went through World War II.
Yeah.
I told him to swap it out, but he wouldn't. I mean, there was so much meat from the last time we used it, caked onto the grill.
Oh, God.
And he goes, it'll be fine. It adds flavor. I was like, I want my burger with a little less patina.
It's not an old pan.
Do you antique your meat before you eat it?
Dude, it was so disgusting.
What do you want to do with that old meat, son?
I want to leave it on the grill.
What do you want to do with that old meat remnants?
Oh, and then there, yeah, so now there's new meat caked on there.
Ah, and is so he ever going to clean it off?
No!
I thought this guy was OCD about cleanliness.
What?
No, what?
He's the opposite.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
No, I used his bathroom. It smelled like literally an outhouse that had never been emptied.
Oh, so he's
at Coachella.
Have you seen Dahmer on Netflix?
I won't watch it.
His place looks like Dahmer's.
But
Dahmer's place is a little
cleaner.
Tidier.
Yeah, a little cleaner. But similar.
But we didn't make it in, so then we...
So you got super wasted?
And high and drunk, and we ended up... Yeah, brought like 20 beers. There's none left. David Taylor had two.
Were you listening to the game?
No.
They played the Panthers.
I could hear.
And the Rams they're not very good this year.
We thought we could get tickets to go in for like $14 after the game started. Turns out that was not the case.
How much were the tickets?
We went to the box office. They were like $65 still.
And you're like, you guys, come on. The game already started.
I'll check back at
halftime.
That's a Super Bowl price raise. Yeah. They won the Super Bowl.
SoFi Stadium has, it's like a fucking teardrop roof. You could easily climb up and run up the roof and then watch from up top.
Somebody like, just look made, through. Somebody just made a bizarre comment in here.
I saw it.
What did you it say?
Saw it?
Yeah.
it said, Poltron, my roommate's menstrual cup is sitting on the counter. Please save me. What the fuck's a menstrual cup?
Oh, that's what you use that when you don't do the pads anymore.
Yeah, sometimes Tammy uses it. It's a fucking mess.
It spills quite a bit.
Yeah, it does.
Is it?
Sometimes you go, hey, I think you spilled something.
Is it a jock strap?
No, it's a cup that they
it's healthier
shove into,
for you.
Yeah, it is way healthier. They shove up into their pussy to catch the blood.
But sometimes when they're walking down the street and it's full, you can hear it sloshing around. It's like,
yeah, it can't. Yeah. And then when she pulls it out, it goes, oh yeah, Kool-Aid man.
Dude, this guy says my roommate's dog dragged it out into the living room a couple nights ago. What's going on with these things?
Dragged it? How big is this thing? I would imagine.
That's a huge one.
Yeah. That's like a bucket. Are they putting a 5-gallon bucket in there?
This guy says my wife uses them and our dog got one out of the trash once. This is a common problem.
You're supposed to be able to reuse them for a while.
You got to be careful. Yeah. Sharks can swim into your house.
You can put them in your dishwasher.
Yeah, they're dishwasher safe.
Oh, before you get into Dute, I got a movie recommendation.
Okay.
Barbarian.
Oh, I heard it was good.
Dude, it's amazing. It's my favorite movie of the year. I'm not going to say anything about it, but if you like horror movies, Barbarian. See it in the theater.
Speaking of
it's horror a wild ride
and movies, my wife recently watched the documentary on Pazuzu.
What's it called? I don't remember the title.
Dark Man Scary or something like that.
What? Dark Man Scary?
Isn't that a rapper?
Evil guy.
Dark Man Scary?
Give it up for Dark Man Scary and Steve Ho, you fat!
Is it called Bruce Dute?
The
Story of Pazuzu?
The evilest dude, something like that.
He wasn't even that evil.
Well,
he tried to be.
He had hot chicks.
The thing that was hilarious is, so you call Pazuzu by accident, you call him Pazool, which is a food.
Yeah, Pazool.
So when I came out, Pazool, my wife goes, bread? I'm watching this documentary about this guy named Pazuki. And I was like, what the fuck? Why is this happening?
It's a hard name. That was the worst thing about his branding was no one could get his name right.
They keep calling him foods, Italian foods.
If you don't know who we're talking about, this guy lived in North Carolina. Am I right?
I think so, yeah.
And he
lived right next door to DeWitt.
He was kind of a small-time cult leader.
And serial killer.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even say he was a cult leader. He was more of a figure that people like to go over to his house and take shits on his floor.
And the dogs were shitting on the floor. And then a couple guys got killed over there.
Yeah. And
his mom was, he lived with his mom. She was hanging out.
So now
his old man neighbor was hanging out.
His name is Pazuki now.
Yeah, now it's Pazuki.
Have you ever seen the Pazuki Theater?
I did. I did my premiere of Star Wars at the Pazuki.
At the Pazuki Theater? You've never? It's Asian.
At the Pazuki Puppet Theater.
Pazuki Theater.
So how many nights did she watch it in?
She watched it in one night. But when I came out, I go, oh shit, this is the documentary where Danish O'Neill won't shut the fuck up about how hot the chicks are in it.
Dude, they're... You have guys shitting on the floor. They're smoking hot.
And she's like,
for floor shitting?
No, they were not. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean that these chicks are so hot?
Dude, Aaron, for some of the chicks you've said are hot over the years, 80-year-old women, Martha Stewart, these chicks are 10.
No.
Aaron,
for the circumstances.
Can you type in Pazuzu's ladies? because I need the Aaron to see that these chicks are. Keep in mind, this guy lived in squalor. Beyond squalor.
But I kept going. I kept telling her they can't believe how hot these chicks are. And she's like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?"
Dude, he deserved no chicks. Zero. The fact that he had two who like worshipped him, he goes, is insane.
She goes, "These are just junkies. They're just chick junkies."
He deserved ho you fat.
Dude, you can be a junkie. I mean,
what? Oh, because she's knocking them down a few points because they're junkies.
Well, dude, they're normal guys who are junkies too. But not normal, like, but like normal.
Have Danish and O'Neill ever seen junkies before?
they don't look like regular junkies.
Here's the thing:
they look like street junkies.
I grew up. There's a lot of heroin, so that's probably why I like a junkie look. I like a little bit of a junkie
look.
I've always liked the junkie.
Eric
look.
With a K gets it. He says, for the time and environment, they were hot.
For the time, yeah.
That's true.
But the fact that they were so hot, then she started doing impressions of you guys getting mugged or stabbed by one of these junkie ladies. And the police being like, can you please describe the perpetrator? And you guys were like, hot, so fucking hot. You wouldn't believe how hot this chick was.
I would lead with that. I would say for the situation, smoke shit.
I would say
for the situation of me being stabbed, one of the hottest ladies I've ever seen.
I would be like, look, here's where I was. You got to break it down.
I wouldn't even do that. I would go hot. You see her on the street? Junkie hot.
And then she's like,
junkie hot is a good look.
If I went into Pazuzu's house, I would expect zero chicks. Yeah. And the fact that there are two who are attractive is mind blowing.
Well, how tall was the lady who stabbed you? I don't know, but she was fucking smoking hot.
She was 5 foot hot.
Honestly, this was like way hotter than she should have been.
I saw her take three shits and her ass isn't bad.
Imagine still being attracted to a chick after she drops a log.
By the way, nobody's wiping their ass on there. I guess you could wipe it on the carpet.
They didn't cover that on the documentary.
But also, you could say, I don't know what she looked like, but that's her dump right there. The third one to the right.
And honestly, it came out of one of the hottest, chunky asses I've ever seen. It's all I could do to stop myself from getting on hands and knees and licking this turd.
Have you heard of this Pazuzu documentary?
No, no.
Okay, you got to watch it and report back.
Devil worshiper.
Aaron will be like, I had to jerk off four times during this thing.
In fact, she found nothing sexual about it. She just was like, these are evil people who live in a rundown house.
We grew up differently.
We never thought they were good people.
I like that sort of thing.
You guys talk about it being like the ultimate Playboy mansion fantasy.
Oh, come on. We didn't say that.
I visit a lot of homes like this. I like it.
This guy wants to party. This guy would party at Pazuki's place way before he goes to the Playboy. Mansion.
That sounds like a children's show.
If I had a choice between Hoarder Playboy Mansion with creepy fucking Hugh Hefner, crybaby Hugh Hefner, or Pazuzu's house with chicks my age, junky chicks, that you can take a dump on the floor, I'm going Pazuzu every time.
Junky chicks taking a dump on the floor. Who wants that to love?
I'm there every time.
They're shitting on the floor. Sometimes you get to step in it, feel it warm between your toes.
I hardly step in shit.
Don't worry, bro. I put bags on my feet before I start.
I did step in a piece of human shit about 5 years ago, and it wrapped around my shoe on the sidewalk, God, and that was when I was done.
Do they look down upon you?
I go, I'm done. This is the last time I step.
Let me speak to the manager of this sidewalk.
And I knew it could not have been a dog. It'd have to be an Irish wolfhound. If it was that, it was the biggest log.
If you just drink at Pazuki's, do you get looked down upon? Like, because you're not doing
that? No, they love to drink.
I think they're cool with you hanging and partying.
They're just like, this guy, just shit on the floor, prove to us that you're cool.
You have to bring three chicks with you, or you can't get over the velvet rope.
Or take two dumps.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
They're like,
I didn't know that.
There's a balancer out front. Okay. He's like, you got to take the two dumps, and you have three chicks with
you. I can shit on the floor all day. I got one big dump.
I'm going to cut it into two parts.
They did a comedy bringer show, Pazuzu.
Dude, that would be the best. Dude, I feel like I performed in houses similar to Pazuzu's for comedy.
Jesus.
Dude, I used to hate that in college when you'd buy weed from like a 40-year-old guy and you have to sit on his weird couch and smoke weed with him until he can...
and let him touch you and fondle your tits.
And he was your professor.
And fucking suck on your fucking balls. and you're not allowed to leave yet. You're not even buying weed.
You're just smoking weed while like a 40-year-old guy sucks your tits.
Just a guy who complimented you as he drove by, so you got in his car. Yeah.
How did you meet a 40-year-old man in college?
Through theater.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The theater program teams you up with a 40-year-old pervert.
The little brother program?
Suck your dick.
I used to get smoked out by some questionable perverts who are way older than me.
Was he like an audience member? What do you mean?
No, he was just taking extracurricular classes.
Oh, he was like a guy, like, I want to take some acting classes.
Yeah, so he could suck
40 years old.
It's like 19-year-old Andrew's dick.
He still has some college eligibility left. So he's like, I sell marijuana. Why don't you come over here and smoke pot? Let me touch your thigh.
Was his name Steve Hoyufat?
Yeah, it was.
Were you like, whoa, this is cool. You got your own place.
Yeah, I was like, that's awesome, dude.
Where are your roommates?
Oh, we could just jack off in your living room while we smoke weed and watch pornos on VHS.
He's like, this is like a dream come true.
You were one of Pazuzu's hot chicks, and you're shitting on us. This is where you're hanging out.
Dude, I guarantee
there was no shit on the floor.
But
it doesn't sound far from it.
This 40-year-old guy's friends would come over and go, man, I can't believe all the hot dudes hanging out over here.
Dude, they got hot college guys hanging out. All right.
I want to take theater. How many guys do you think joined the theater program because of that guy?
I don't know. But I remember buying weed from
him. How many guys did you smoke out with?
It's just a few.
Smoke out?
He goes, and who's next?
Smoke out and make out.
I remember, though, I shouldn't tell this story.
Why?
Does it involve you killing someone?
No.
What happened?
Well, I went over one time. I was like, all right, we're not going to suck each other's dicks this time. I'm just going to buy weed.
That was true.
And then when I got there, there's this other guy.
Way to draw a line in the sand.
He goes, hey, I'm done. Today, it's just one. I'm doing one thing. I'm buying weed. Yesterday, I came in and do two things. Suck each other's dicks and buy weed.
Did you have a to-do list and suck each other's dicks was crossed off? You're like, look, I'm being busy.
I already sucked enough dicks today.
When we walked into his place, there was another guy there, and the other guy goes, all right. And he looked at him, he shook his head. He goes, oh, man.
He goes, he's not doing it today, boys.
He's here for business.
Was this consensual, or do you feel that you were taking advantage of?
Slightly taking advantage of.
It bothers me, because I do feel... Yes, I do feel like you may.
What a break.
I feel like this is about to turn into a very sad.
How old? You were over 18.
Yeah, I was. Okay.
How
I was
old were you?
20.
Okay, so and then these guys were legit 40?
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine being like your age now? A couple of 19-year-old hunks come over to your house?
I'd be so sketchy and illegal feeling.
So fucking
James close. Wants to know, were you clothed when you were smoking out?
Not if we were doing stuff.
So you were naked smoking weed?
Yeah.
Were you just naked on the couch?
We were doing stuff. Yeah.
You're just sitting butt naked on a guy's couch.
Yes, dude.
Did he get you? What do you, he goes, hey, take a hit of this. And also, I brought you a Bartles and James to take down.
No, I was drinking Hornsby's back then.
He's like, what are you getting? You're getting horny on
what's
those
Hornsby's.
Bruce Hornsby's beer?
They were apples. There's the cider, hard ciders.
Well, I don't even remember those.
They had a pig on them.
I think I do remember cider. We always did the Smirnoff Ice.
I'd That's pound what, like six Hornsby's.
There you go. All right. Take your clothes off. Did you initiate or did he?
He did it, of course.
Was he a good looking guy?
No.
Did you join his fraternity?
I'd always feel terrible after I did it, too.
You literally are living out the title of that Rolling Stones album, Cocksucker Blues. Did people
know you were hanging out there?
No, I kept it a secret.
So it was your dark secret.
It was a dark secret. I didn't want anyone to know.
Does anybody know?
I would go back, and I'd be all high and paranoid. I'd go back to my dorm, walking around, and be like, no, I hope no one
Some
knows.
Some guy's like, what'd you do? I didn't suck dick!
Fucking, that's fuck exactly you. The kind of shit.
I wasn't hanging out with my 40-year-old friend.
I was hanging out with some cool 18-year-old dudes that fucking didn't get naked and suck each other's dicks. Fucking, if I ever saw that shit, I'd beat the fuck out of them.
What'd you guys talk about?
That's what you... Would you go real like, oh, man, I'm fucking... Just like... Just fucking... Wailed on my tries. And
oh, yeah. I just hit the gym.
Did you guys do some acting, like some warm-up activities?
No, we would never do that. We'd look at, like, porno magazines or whatever.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is the creepiest. Jerry Sandusky. Who the fuck was this guy?
This is Pazuzu's uncle's house.
Sounds like a waiting room at a pervert dentist. Check out some of my porno magazines.
It happened. There was a chick the year later who was, like, in 45 years old who would have me come around and do that.
Also,
porno mags? No porno mags, but then she'd talk about her other boyfriends, and she would tape them fucking and show me the tapes of them fucking.
Dude, you were groomed.
Did you fuck her?
Yeah, I fucked her.
Did she tape you?
I probably.
He goes, hey, look at this guy.
Dude, I might have to play the bragger song for the story.
It's not... I'm just being taken advantage of by 40-year-olds.
How did you meet her?
I met her when I was working tables.
What, you put the casino?
Are you the pit boss?
No. I was waiting tables.
Hold on a second. She said, before we go to the lady, let's go real quick back to were you looking at gay porn or did he have straight porn?
He had straight porn.
And he's like, God, I'm so horny.
Yeah.
I wish there were women here. There aren't.
Have you watched A Friend of the Family based on Abducted in Plain Sight, the documentary?
Peacock.
No, I have not.
It's great. The scene where he gets jerked off in the car.
Oh, wait. That was what everyone was talking about
a while ago. The scene in it is very similar to the situation that you're going through right now. Well, not right now, but what you're revealing to us now, very similar, where he goes, man, I'm just so stressed. And he's like, come on. But you said yourself it was kid stuff.
It's embarrassing when I think about it.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
You were sexually assaulted.
I wasn't sexually assaulted.
You were taken advantage of.
You were coerced.
I was fine.
You were coerced with good weed and it was hot porno magazine.
Was it good weed or was it dirt?
It's like a shitty weed.
It's not, Andrew, say it with me. It's not your fault.
Fucking dirty old pipe, dude. The shit sucks.
Old pipe? Is that his dick?
Did you have to bring the horns?
Ready to smoke dirty old pipe?
No, he had them.
He had the Hornsby's for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, will you say this? It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
How'd you get over there?
It's not your, no, it's my fault. I told you to go over there.
You take a bus?
No, I wouldn't take a bus over there. Sometimes I drive, sometimes he'd be like, hey, do you want to smoke weed in my car after class? And then we can go back to my place and smoke more weed.
Hey, wait, he was in class with you or he was a teacher?
He was in class, yeah.
Hey, what was his name, Kevin?
What school did he go to? Would you go to?
Just regular school.
Regular college with a 40-year-old guy.
You were a gay?
That happens sometimes.
Did the teacher go, by the way, this 40-year-old guy takes this class 8 times?
And he's also the professor.
I mean, I feel stupid about it. You know?
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Say it. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Say it again.
I don't feel like I was assaulted.
Who was hotter, the 45-year-old woman or the 40-year-old man?
The 45-year-old woman, but just barely.
Just barely.
Who had better tits?
Do you think they were related?
They were both not great.
Do you know where the guy is now? Can we reach out to him?
I don't know.
We should prank call him and go, hey, man, you want to smoke weed and suck each other's dick?
I don't even remember his name. I'm going to have to, go back
if you walked by him on the street,
pamphlets.
Would you recognize him?
Yeah, probably.
Would you kiss him?
No. No, I would not kiss him. I didn't kiss him then.
Would you go to his wedding and meet his children?
That's so gross.
Do you think this guy has been doing this? Do you think he was doing it to underage boys as well?
I hope not.
I mean, what? This sounds super creepy.
Would you be?
It's super creepy when I think about
it. Would you be bothered if there were other guys, like you saw another dude leaving when you were coming in?
No.
You'd be cool with that.
I wouldn't care.
Would you tell him to wash his dick at least?
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah.
You don't want to fucking get some guy's other spit all over
it. That's fucking dick. Gay.
Look at Aaron walked out. He goes, I'm not going to listen to this.
I know.
He said,
it's not my proudest.
So you're waiting table. The woman said, hey, big boy, why don't you come on
over
to my place?
She squeezed my butt while I was taking another customer's order.
Wow.
Nothing better to be. How old are you? 19 as well?
That's 20.
This is, dude.
Did you?
You were sexually assaulted between 19 and 20. It was some of the worst sexual assaults of your life.
Between 18 and 21, because that was also the years where that guy made me fuck his wife in front of him in the Ren Fair thing.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
While you're waiting at the table, did you stop or did you keep going?
Did you? By the way, did you yell?
I kept waiting on the table.
You kept talking.
Did you go like this? Did you go, woohoo?
Yeah, was it just a little squeeze of the cheek, or did she go try to go knuckle deep?
She squeezed the cheek, and then she started rubbing it. Slowly.
And no one else could see it?
I'm sure someone else could have seen it.
So then where do you go from there? You bring out the table's food?
She kept flirting with me, and then she wrote me a huge, long note on a piece of paper with her number.
What was the note say? Why was it so long?
She wanted to get together with me, and it's cool.
She said, hey, my buddy who's 40 recommended you.
I did have a girlfriend. I told her I had a girlfriend, but she was like, hey, I don't care if you have a girlfriend.
Did you think that 40-year-old guy was actually your brother?
That would be crazy.
What if it was him in drag?
It's just the same guy. After I was like, hey, I just want to buy weed, but we're not going to suck each other's dicks. He's like,
what?
I got to change up the game.
I don't smoke weed. That's my brother.
I'm a beautiful lady. I'm Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Just Robin Williams. You sucked his dick and then you fucked him as an old lady.
That's where the whip.
Maybe that's what he was. Maybe he was doing Mrs. Doubtfire. He's getting ready for the role.
Did he ever come out with the cake on his face?
with whipped cream dripping off his chin.
Did she have hairy legs?
No, she didn't have hairy legs.
Okay.
James says we should get a hypnotist on the show to dig up some of your lost memories.
I don't think we need a hypnotist. I think he's digging himself.
It just bubbles up every now and then. I avoided talking about it on BCUSA because I thought it would be a gateway for a certain someone to start initiating.
To start smoking weed, sucking your dick.
To start initiating situations.
We were just talking about that guy. Somebody had sent me a pussy pic, and he destroyed it. We won't have that fucking shit. Not this fucking place.
Yeah, O'Neill had asked for pussy pics for his birthday, and a fan obliged with a doggy style pussy pic.
Mary J. obliged.
And he never got to see it.
I'm right, said, this is a crazy, if this is true. He said, when I worked in retail, I sold a pair of shoes to a babe, and put my number in the shoe box saying if she had any questions about how to put the shoes on, or anything at all to let me know. And she did. What a fun. That's a boy in the box.
Wow. That, by the way,
was it strictly about shoes or did you get to fuck this chick?
She's just like, hey, I have trouble.
No, but that's genius.
What if it was only about shoes? That'd be terrible.
But that's genius. What a way you open the door by going, hey, it's not, you know, it's not crazy. It's not aggressive. You just go, hey, you got any questions? It's funny. And then she calls you and then, well, yeah. Did he fuck her?
Yeah,
we'll wait 5 minutes and see. The comments populate.
She's like, I just, the laces are kind of weird. Can you help me with them?
He goes, oh, I'll lace them up for you.
And then he's like, do you need me to unlace anything?
Dude, I'm right. That's really genius. I can't believe this is the same guy that spent 20 years
in the friend zone.
In the friend zone.
Maybe it's the woman who then they became best friends.
All right, let us introduce you guys to the little elixir that's helped us stop procrastinating, puts a little pep in the step in the mornings. It's called Magic Mind. It's magic. I've been trying to find a way to keep my energy level steady throughout the day. Coffee is not cutting it. Thankfully, I found this little shot. It's a nice little bottle. You can carry it around with you. Drink it. It's a quick shot. Consistently creating new content isn't easy, guys. It's not easy to do Beach Cops all the time. It requires a lot of focus, a lot of energy. It can be hard to balance. Too much energy, you feel crazy, all bouncing off the walls, instead of feeling dialed in. But I found this little shot.
Yes. Yeah. I found the little shot as well, and it's improved my mornings dramatically. You know why? Because I can take it anywhere. I can take it whenever I want, whenever I need an energy boost, and God knows that Beach Cops drains me, so I'll take it whenever I freaking want to. And I take it because it's easy. You know that? I just open it up. I can just slam it down, and I don't need to drink coffee for energy now because I got the green little shot, and it cuts down from... I don't drink any coffee. Coffee's dead to me.
Can't even say it. Gets you feeling more productive, more focused, and get more done in less time. Nootropics improve your attention, concentration, and cognition. You can even sleep better at night because it's not heavy on the caffeine. You can take it in the afternoon, not even worry about it. Less stress and anxiety.
It's got matcha in it.
Yeah. Matcha man.
matcha man. Gonna drink my green drink, matcha man.
Matcha contains way less caffeine than coffee.
Yeah.
Additional compounds called catechins.
Yeah, it's got a nootropic called Paco. I'm dyslexic. It's called Bacopa.
Bacopa Monieri.
Yeah.
Bacopa Monieri.
It's a nootropic that improves your attention span, your ability to process stuff.
It's got Andrew's favorite ashwagandha in it.
Yeah. It's true. Also got Rhodia. This has to be the one you use. Also, that is also a nootropic. why do you get all the easy names? This guy's next one. Say what the next one is.
It's got lion's mane mushrooms, baby.
Yeah, and guess
another
what?
Another nootropic.
Guess what I got? Cordyceps mushrooms. It's an adaptogen. It reduces inflammation.
That's what I need. Strengthens your immune system, supports high energy levels and physical endurance by ramping up the production of ADP in your mitochondria, and it helps in softball, allegedly.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of these. I've been drinking them. I've been sharing them with my friends, and my friends' lives are more productive.
And they're thanking us.
Guess what, guys? You got to check out magicmind.co/beachcops. Join a community of go-getters. Use the code BEACHCOPS, BEACHCOPS 20 to get 40% off your first subscription or 20% off your first one-time purchase.
Yeah, you got it.
Our 40% off code only lasts 10 days, so hurry up. The best part is they have a money-back guarantee. Right now, go to MagicMind, MagicMind.co/BeachCops, BEACHCOPS, and enter BeachCops 20. Get 40% off your subscription or 20% off your first one-time purchase with the code BeachCops 20. This special 40% offer is valid within 10 days of sign-up, so hurry up.
Yeah, taste the Boca Copa. Mary in every shot. Thank you.
Aaron just said he used to work at Dairy Queen, and then he would put it in a note in the blizzard. So if you have any questions about your blizzard, call me.
And the manager was like, his dick.
I used to work at a Chinese food restaurant. I'd put my number in the fortune cookies.
Yeah,
the special number. The lucky numbers.
Would you always say your fortune looks like you might be having
calling
an encounter
me sex with a man named Jeff Danis?
Calling me later. If you have any questions.
I predict that you'll have your pussy licked by a man named Jeff Danis with his number. Your lucky numbers are his number.
Have you heard the song Munch, the big online sensation?
No, what's it about?
It's a lady from the Bronx. She, I think, just put it out on TikTok or online. It's blown up, huge song.
Is it good?
It's about guys who just can't stop eating that pussy. She calls them, they're a munch.
And she's about licking of a minch.
Yeah, it's the opposite of.
Does she find it? Is it? She finds it annoying, or she's celebrating?
She's
them?
Like so sick of these guys munching my pussy.
Munch.
We knew a guy named Munch.
Yeah.
Hey. So what is the? Is it a good song?
I've only heard a little bit of it. It's not bad.
Oh no.
What?
He said he's kidding.
Oh,
that.
God. I thought it was.
Did you fuck her, though? He's not answering.
He's not
answering. He's being Poltron-esque.
No, but he's going to write, no, but we had a couple of moments where I thought.
No, but
maybe
for 10 years, we stayed in contact.
Amy has a confession here. She was a victim. I had a guy leave his number on my windshield at the golf course. He was 23. I was 16, so that didn't work out.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yikes. He taped it to my horn on my bicycle.
Jesus. I'm racist. Sorry, I'm at work. But yes, we did go on some dates and bumped uglies.
Oh, what does that mean?
He's like...
We're all like, what?
Maybe they did some shoe salesman...
Yeah, but did you guys fuck?
They did shoe salesman customer role play.
Shoe salesman customer role play?
Yeah.
That's got to be the worst role play.
She's like, why don't I try on these shoes?
But no, she put his dick in one of those foot measuring things.
And he's like...
And then he's like, let's see if it fits.
You know what a lady's favorite part of the shoe is? The tongue.
What is he, with Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Wait, it's showtime.
I think he just had a birthday. Beetlejuice did.
Which one? Lester Green or
Lester
Beetlejuice?
Lester Green. The real Beetlejuice. The one that's not.
Not the imposter Beetlejuice.
The fake Beetlejuice.
Do you think Michael Keaton has met Lester Green?
He definitely knows of him.
Beetle on Beetle action.
And then Beetle Bailey comes in.
Ah.
The comic. Tell us about Bruce Duté. We got Detour with Steve Oyufat.
Wait, did we get enough of your... what happened? Did you ever get into that game?
We didn't get into the game.
Then
we went and drank two more pitchers of beer and smoked a bunch of weed, and now I feel like shit.
How did you get home?
He was driven. I was driven home.
Driven to be the best.
And then I got beers by my... We had pitchers of beers by my house.
Damn, dude. That's a lot of drinking.
You hang out with a 45-year-old guy.
All right, so start this Bruce Duté. Before you do that, real quick, I just want to tease something.
Okay.
You remember how I said I don't read because it makes you go blind?
Yeah.
Turns out there is a pandemic of nearsightedness that has struck the world.
Due to education and reading.
No. In some countries, 90% of the population is now nearsighted, and they blame education.
What does nearsighted mean?
You can see up close, but you can't see far.
I can't see.
Aaron, you might not know this, but Aaron, I don't read because it makes you go blind, and people mocked me for years, and now across the globe, they say in like 50 to 100 years, everyone in the world will probably be nearsighted.
What about
due to reading?
My eyes get bad. I need to wear glasses to see up close, but that I feel like it was because of the pandemic.
What do you mean?
Because it's drawing so much on my tablet.
Yeah, but that close. No, you're just you have farsightedness though. Mm. You just need reading glasses. Mm-hmm. Nearsightedness, you got to wear glasses all the time.
Falcedon says Andrew is rearsighted.
You definitely are. That's all you true. See is butts. All right, tell us this.
You do a butt eye test. They're like, oh, that ass is spread. That one's in a thong.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, what a fucking test. That one's got jeans on. That one's got cum dripping
out
of it.
That one's got an E pointing that way.
That one's getting fucked by a penis.
Would you take that as your superpower? But you see these butts in the worst possible condition.
Wait, what?
You could see through the clothes to see the butt naked. Yeah. That's your. Oh, but yeah. No, but yeah. Here. But you could see duty covered underwear. You can see toilet paper wadded up in there.
I'm saying you can see any butt.
I don't understand.
It's like an unprepared butt. Unprepared to be seen.
I understand that, but how often do people have duties hanging out of their ass?
Dude, I bet a lot.
10 out of 10 times.
You think a lot of girls are walking around with duty hanging out of their ass?
I bet a lot.
What the fuck? I went hiking the other day. I found a pair of underwear on the trail. A pair of fucking boxer briefs, Hanes, somebody had dumped in them.
Hot ladies. I jerked off on them.
That's a homeless guy's underwear from taking a shit in the woods.
He's hiking?
Let's make been John Little.
Is he going? They go up into those trails.
He goes, these homeless guys. Here's the big problem.
So they don't
go
get
up,
with.
They'll go up high in the mountain.
Oh,
they
do. You find my boxer briefs out there.
The homeless don't go way up in the mountains.
I've seen some.
They don't have the
up
energy
here on up homeless there. Mountain.
On the big homeless guy mountain, all our boxer shorts have shit.
They're all just hanging
I'm
in the
just
trees.
Telling you that you're seeing unprepared asses.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure I can handle it because I'm not smelling them and I'm not going to be that close.
No, but whatever's in there, you smell. You see, you smell.
So you're in, right?
Yeah,
so
I would do it anyway, though.
Okay.
And then for every third ass you see, you get stabbed.
And every...
What?
I'm just sweetening the deal
anymore. How hard do I get stabbed?
Not that hard.
Okay.
But if you look at a dude's ass, you got to smoke weed with him and then fondle each other.
No thanks.
Well, what'd the guy wear when you were over there? A smoker's jacket?
Just regular stuff.
Just like jeans.
What is that, Jordan?
Jeans shorts?
Just jeans and a t-shirt.
What kind of shirts?
Hypercolor?
Yeah, hypercolor shirts.
You guys talk about
that's cool. Let me touch that.
You guys talk about
I got hypercolor undies on too, bro.
You guys talk about Spencer's gifts?
Yeah.
Did he pull the old line, man, these underwear are really making me itch.
No, he pulled the old line of
this weed's making me horny.
Oh man, I gotta jerk off. You think that's cool if I jerk off real
quick? Hey, what were you saying?
At least he asked. That is consent.
I said, okay, he goes, you could jerk off too if you want to.
And what'd you say?
What a gentleman.
Well, I was like, it's very
all right. And then he was like,
I went in Rome.
Got to be naked to jerk off. I can't jerk off with all these clothes on. It's just a weird thing.
Right? Do you guys have whenever you see somebody in movies, like jerking it, they're always like, this is what happened in a friend of the family. He just lets the cum go all over the place. And I never understood this.
No.
Just blow in loads all over your pants. I mean, the mess would be unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do that a lot in movies when people are jerking. They would just blow it. They're like literally sitting there. They just blow it all over their shirt.
That doesn't happen in movies all the time. When it's just always happening in movies where they got turkey baster squirting loads on everything.
I just watched, have you seen the movie Cheap Thrills?
No.
Great movie.
But do they show?
This guy's married and then his wife, this guy's wife's like, hey, I'm going to fuck this guy. And the guy's like, I'll pay you $5,000 to fuck my wife. But the guy's married, but he does it. And then the other guy starts jerking it. But he's literally just jerking it on the couch and he just like blows.
How do you know he blows?
Because he's like,
he said, there she blows.
So he blew it.
But they're not showing it. He could have had a napkin he was shooting.
Yeah, he just goes, one hand, here's my napkin.
They're like, don't show that. They should have not shown it.
Yeah, they say, show, don't tell. Show, don't tell with the napkin for catching cum.
Nobody ever catches
that's
the
Save
cum.
The Cat. Remember, they have a chapter about that.
Dude, nobody ever catches the load.
They say,
they always blow it. Dude, if you blow a load all over, it's going to be on your shirt. Your pants, your underwear.
I've seen,
you can't
I've
go
seen
out
movies
public.
where they wipe up the loads.
Don't they say?
Yeah, the ones you were watching with the guys' house.
Don't they say
like regular movies?
If you show, like on regular on TNT.
If you show a hard penis in the first act, you better use it by the third.
He goes, oh, better come in the third act.
You know they do that.
And don't clean it up.
They call it Chekhov's penis.
Chekhov's penis.
Dude, what are they on TBS? They're like, oh, this old movie where the guy jerks off and cleans it up.
This'll move ya.
This
old movie with Bob Vila.
Or where they do, what was that guy, Billy Bob's?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob.
Oh, Drive-In?
Drive-In, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't jerk off. That's a great. They have it on Shudder now.
Yeah.
You can watch some.
I've seen people clean up loads in movies. They don't show the load ever. And Remember Something About Mary, classic load getting everywhere.
Remember Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
That big load scene?
And he goes, Jenny, there was a load everywhere.
Sounds like Garrison Gump.
He got a little older.
By the way, I have a bomb to drop about Garrison Keillor.
Oh, shit. You think we'll ever get to this Bruce Dutte?
No, it's a sauna situation.
No. drop the bomb, then we got to go to Bruce Dutte.
Bruce Dutte with weather.
And then we got to talk again. Aaron, do you read?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not. I'm illiterate.
You're about to go blind.
Cool.
This is a real...
I'm already nearsighted, so...
There we go. And it's from reading. You know what? No. Nearsightedness, not genetic. Genetics plays a very small role in poor eyesight.
I love even dropping a lot of words. That's Tyrone O'Neill.
What?
Genetics plays a very small role in poor eyesight.
That is true.
Same genetics from the beach that
same.
Day. So this is, I think, a Q&A with Gary. Someone said, hi, Garrison Keillor. I read That Time of Year, that's a book of his, I guess, several months ago.
I'm surprised it wasn't called That Time of the Month.
And know that you were named Gary at birth.
Yeah.
Ooh, we know this. You told us this.
How many people call you Gary these days? Is that how you know who your real friends are?
Whoa.
He says, Stanley, my real friends call me Stan. Gary says, my siblings and cousins call me Gary, which is just fine by me. I created the Garrison when I was in the 7th grade in writing poetry and needed a stronger pen name to ward off teasing my classmates.
Dude, it sounds like he needed a fake identity for all the fucking crazy sexual shit.
They called him Harry Gary.
They're like, hey, Gary, you writing poems? You big old queer? And they're like, oh, he's Garrison now. He's cool.
Wait, I take that back.
Sorry, you're cool.
Do you think that his friends would come up to him and go, hey, Gary, you heard about this Garrison guy who's writing all this poetry?
Because he seems like a fucking rad dude.
I already fucked the principal.
Yeah.
He changed his name. Everything changed
in
for
her
him.
Butt.
He said it stuck to him.
It stuck to him. It's probably because he's fucking...
He said, though, it strikes me as slightly pretentious now, but what can I do?
Oh, it strikes him as pretentious?
I never use my name on the radio. Today I go to a medical clinic, and they ask my name and birth date, and I say it, and it feels odd. I wish I had a nickname like Duke or Stretch. Classic humor.
How about Raper?
The only nickname I had was in junior high when some people called me Professor. But there's no going back.
Perv? They called him Perv Professor?
It is what it is. So he's really Gary. He's living a lie.
That sucks.
He's living a goddamn lie.
He can't go back now.
Well, that's why I call myself DeWittison when I do poetry.
that's for all the D-sucking.
I can use my first and last name, but I put DeWittison in the end of it.
DeWittison.
How bad of a bully?
He goes, why did you change your name? I was just sucking so much dick, I just thought it would change my name.
It was just every now and then.
How shitty were these bullies where they're like, oh, his name's Garrison, now we got to leave him alone. He threw us off the scent.
Yeah. Dude, these are bullies in the 1940s. Most of them are just like, hey, in 2 years, I'm going to be sent to the fucking war.
Hey, Gary, or should I call you Larry?
My name's Larrison. I changed my name to Garrison Ho, you fat.
All right. Boys, lay off.
Hey, let's leave Garrison alone. He's cool.
He seems pretty
sweet.
Dude,
the shape of his body, they should have called him Parison.
That was his cousin.
Dude, that's the grossest. I had a friend of mine who was a huge, he's almost 7 feet tall.
What?
Fucking dump truck ass.
Yao Ming?
What is
dump truck
what
ass?
His penis hit the dump, toilet water?
I don't know.
Let the penis hit the toilet water.
This guy
water.
Had a big penis, but not just Maybe it's not the same guy.
Okay. Did he play soccer?
But he was so hairy.
Is this slur po you fat?
Where was he from?
I don't know.
Middle Eastern?
No, I don't think so. He said he had Nordic blood, but I don't believe
it. With all that
in his closet.
Did he play basketball?
It's one of the hairiest. No. It's
7 foot?
Yeah.
You ever shave his back?
This is the guy who used to wear the Shakespearean actor who wore the girdle to make himself look skinny.
Wait, he was also 7. Why would you leave that part out?
He was almost 7 feet tall.
Why would you leave that part out?
I don't know.
Seems
like Shakespeare, not a lot of parts for 7 footers.
He did well.
Because a lot of actors are smaller people.
That's true.
No, Hamlet was 8'9".
It's a Romeo, where? Oh, there you are. You're 7 feet tall. I see your
You're huge.
Head.
You got a dump truck hairy ass.
That was his nickname, dump truck hairy ass?
Dude, his body was crazy looking.
It's hard to work out when you're that size.
Yeah. He looked like a gigantic, dangerous hairy pear.
There's a guy. Hairy pear. This is up Aaron's alley. I don't want to rush his segment at the end of the show, but there's a guy in the major leagues that his nickname is Big Dumper. Because he hits a lot of home runs and he's got a huge ass. Aaron, what's the guy's name? Oh.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Oh, you've never heard this. He's on the Mariners.
How do you not know Big Dumper?
They're selling Big Dumper merch now. It's like taking off. Big Dumper and Steve Hoyafat. Society is really
You think he waxes his butt since he's got a huge dumper?
I'd say no. He lets it go nice and hairy.
I would love to have a huge fucking dumper.
Yeah, you said you wanted to get implants.
I would. You know what? I don't want implants. I want them to suck it out of my tits and put it in my ass.
Jesus.
Why are you put it in your
that
balls?
That could be taken very out of context.
Can you get meat added to your balls?
No, I don't need it anymore. Remember you got so upset about how
no, I'm
gross
saying,
they were?
But can you get plastic surgery to get your balls
I've
bigger?
Seen online... guys who will inject silicone into their nut sacks.
No
to
way.
Get huge
well, you'll die.
Nut sack balls.
But then your dick doesn't
nut
work
sack
anymore.
Balls? The fuck is that?
That's what I want
is that
for
a new
Christmas.
Toy line?
That should be in the Toy Hall of Fame. We have sand, nut sack balls,
and mutual jack off.
Fence.
ADR says the baseball player's name is Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, he's a catcher.
Big old dumper.
Bye, Paltron. She's leaving.
No, she's not. Imra's leaving.
Okay.
Paltron's just saying.
All right, get to this Bruce Duté story.
All right, so I got a friend named Bruce Duté. We've heard about him before.
He's the guy who he wants to triple his income every year.
Yeah.
He wants to triple his income.
And what was it, 10 years, you'd be a trillionaire?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is also the guy who would need to make a million phone calls in a year.
To get to his goal.
Yeah.
And then I sent you a picture of him. After he did 600 texts in a day.
Yeah.
It
was more than that.
Were his fingers bloody?
Hold on. Let me see. It was more than that.
Who's he texting? Clients? Potential?
Yeah, clients and stuff. What does it say?
What kind of? You better.
Oh, 600 plus.
600 plus.
I hope he has unlimited data.
Yeah, 600 plus.
One at a time.
And also, they were all to Jesus. His mom.
It's one at
his
a time?
Yeah, he did it one at a time.
Fuck. Can he cut and paste, or is it all...
I don't know what he
does
did.
He, no, he just retypes the message.
Well, I'm saying it could...
imagine his fucking fingers.
I'm saying it could be different, like a different message.
It could be. It could be.
Because you have to change the first name on all of them.
Jeez.
So anyway, this guy's trying to make it big into real estate. It's the perfect time. The perfect time to switch to the real estate market.
Yep.
He's been paying a life coach $1,000 a week.
$1,000 a week?
Yeah.
4 G's a month.
How many hours a week do...
1 hour a week.
For $1,000.
Yeah.
How did he...
No, come
How
on.
Did he vet this yes. person?
Is this for real?
They came into the office and did a pitch that they would make four times...
Oh, my God.
Instead of tripling, he's going four times. I'd like to be a trillionaire in 5 years.
Did anyone else? Does he come if they started using him as
Did anyone else jump at it, or was it just
He's the only one in the
Bruce.
Office who's done
Hold
it.
On.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Four? Okay, let's just say
Fuck, man.
Let's say he's making $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so times four, so we're at 2 years. Times four, we're at 3 years. So it looks like in 5 years he'll be at $51 million from $50,000 in just 5 years. Hold on, Brett.
It doesn't stop there.
Does he have to pay this person a few, like a portion of that?
No.
Just the $1,000 a week.
Just the $1,000
a week. In 8 years.
Wow, generous.
In 8 years, he'll be a trillionaire.
Well, he says it's really good. And I can tell that he's also like, he seems to be parroting on social media everything this guy tells him. Because he's like,
this guy say, listen up, everybody.
Ma.
Hello.
He's like, if you want to be successful, you got to have a successful mindset. I call it a grind set. And I was
I like that. I like that a lot.
Can't this guy just watch the guy's videos on YouTube?
I'm sure he could.
$1,000 a week for 1 hour.
A week.
And what is the guy? What's I bet the
undivided I bet he tells, attention. I bet undivided. He tells you, too, like, you're not going to get, I'm going to give you stuff that I don't do on the
that's
YouTube.
What he did say to
all
me.
Right?
That's how they all do it.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm getting stuff from this guy that he says he doesn't tell anybody else.
Oh, my God.
What about the other people that pay him $1,000? He won't tell those people. That either.
So it gets worse. Dude, it gets much worse. It's
what he goes over to his house to smoke weed, dude. Blow him,
dude. He's got
that would be good. That would be something good. They would
for $1,000,
dude. He's got $4,000 just burning a hole in his pocket.
Well, yeah. So he's like, he sold some houses, and now he's like whittling through all his savings because of this life coach, right? And I was like, hey, dude, I think you're getting taken advantage of. He goes, no, man. So
I'm taking advantage of this guy because he's giving me information that he doesn't tell anybody else, even his wife.
Well, and he's like, he's charging me $1,000. I'm going to make $50 million.
It gets
he's an idiot.
It gets worse.
Did he tell you this? He goes, dude, I don't want to tell him, but he ought to try this himself, and he would make as much money as I am.
Dude, it gets so worse. It gets so bad. My mom told me we have to do something about it.
Oh, like, why did? How does your mom know about it?
She's known him since he was a kid.
Oh, Andrew, I'm freaking out. Bruce is getting taken advantage of. Yeah.
Were the Duttes good family friends?
Yeah, they were. And so she's also
We're going over to dinner at the Duttes.
She's been seeing his unhinged social media grind set stuff. Jeez.
She's like, Angie, what's grind set mean? I don't like it.
That is what she said. What is grind set? What is Bruce Duté talking about with grind set?
Even she knows something's off.
Yeah.
So
he's getting taken advantage of worse than this because it's only been a month that he's been burning through this money.
Could he get 2 hours if it's undivided attention?
Maybe.
How long? Does he have a plan of how long he wants to do it?
Well, he was telling the guy, he goes, you know, I'm paying for a trip with my ex-wife to take, you know, the whole family, that's you know, good. On this big vacation to Hawaii. I'm paying for everything.
And the guy's like, you got to grind.
Because I don't, you know, so I'm kind of running out of my savings. So I was telling him I need to like, kind of like cut back on the coaching a little bit till I start making some more sales. And he goes, and he came up with a perfect solution for me.
Don't go on the vacation.
It's worse. It's worse. He goes, he told me I need to hire an assistant, and his firm is going to help me hire the assistant for me, and they're going to find someone who tailor-made to my specific needs, and then I'll be to quadruple my income. Because
so the solution is you need to spend more money. That's the solution?
And he's made no money.
Not only do you not need to get rid of me, you need to spend more money a month.
He goes, it's scary because I got to pay this person a minimum $50,000 a year because that's what their contract
is. So this guy's blowing 100. He does the coaching, and this guy, that's 100 grand a year.
50K a fucking year?
He goes, I've only got $9,000 left in my savings.
Jeez. How's he going to pay someone $50,000?
I was like, how am I going to make this work?
And
that's when my coach told me, he goes, well, the best part is you're only locked in for 3 months when you sign this contract.
Oh, my God.
So they lock you in for 3 months, and then you see how they're doing after that 3 months, and then you decide if you want to continue or get somebody else or, you know.
Let me throw a curveball at you.
All right.
What if in a year he has tripled his income and it actually worked and this is all real and this guy is now making $40 million a year all because he invested in 3 months whatever that for 40
your,
grand
and your mother turns there. On you and says, why did you do it?
Yeah.
You
told me Bruce Duté needed an intervention.
Grind set, Andrew.
I guarantee you this guy says, you got to spend money to make money.
He did say that.
I knew it.
He did say that.
That's what every con artist
says. And then Bruce told me that, and I go, that doesn't sound right.
Jesus.
And I was like, I'm a little bit worried about the 3-month commitment. By the way, this is just locking you into.
This is selling houses.
Yeah.
Is the assistant?
I mean, why is he just?
Well, he goes.
I mean, he's not going to help him sell.
My coach told me, he goes, think about your day. Think about all the stuff that you do in a day, and think about how little time you're actually selling the property. Now, if I could get an assistant for $50,000 a year that handles all of that shit, I can then, it opens me up. My whole day is then just selling properties.
But what are they?
No, it's not.
What are they?
Any of the other stuff.
Still not. But what are they handling? Like, is dry cleaning?
No, they'll do like, I don't know. I don't know.
Like what else is he bogged down with?
I don't know. Paperwork and stuff. I don't know, man.
But if he's not selling a house, then his whole day just revolves around setting meetings to meet
people.
Well,
they'll set up the meetings and stuff.
But I mean, so you're just hiring somebody to set up meetings.
Yeah. So he doesn't even have to think about it.
If he even allowed,
he still has to think about it. You got to make sure everything's set right. You got to make sure this guy's not an idiot, double books you.
Is he even allowed to bring an assistant into his office?
Well, no one outside of the office. No one else has one, but that's going to set me apart. The office.
No one else has.
I better buy a house from this guy.
I'll be bringing my own assistant
and my life coach with me. His life coach just sits in a lifeguard chair in his office.
And I'm scared to death that this dude is going to be broke as fucking.
He is already broke,
dude.
He's got $9,000 and he's spending fucking. He's about to spend $8,000 a month.
He's going to taper off of the life coaching down to once a month. And then commit
for
to the
$1,000.
Yeah, and then commit to the 3 months with this.
And then it's just the guy assistant with like a wig on, and he's the assistant.
Does the life coach, I'm like, assuming, hey, get some sort of cut from this assistant place?
I would assume so, but I asked him if that was the case.
He's involved in a Ponzi scheme.
He goes, I don't know, but I mean, they vet everybody themselves. I don't have to do any of that. They find someone who's specifically tailor-made for the market that I'm in and for my style of realty.
Like, what's his style of realty? It's brash and in your face. What do you mean?
And quadrupling every month.
Why doesn't he invest in advertising, park benches, billboards? If he's going to spend that kind of money
every
month.
He's doing stuff differently.
I don't, but why doesn't he close more houses when he's out there instead of having to fucking.
Because he doesn't have the time. Because he needs.
He doesn't have time to close houses.
He doesn't have time because he's constantly doing this paperwork and setting up appointments.
What kind of paperwork?
Jesus, dude.
They're like, Century 21 will bury you in paperwork.
I'm genuinely concerned.
He sounds like he would fall prey to like a Pazuzu type. He could be taken in.
I told him it was a scam.
And what'd he say?
He goes,
you're jealous, man.
He goes, honestly, you just don't know how this business works, you know? You're not informed. Yeah. You can't make an informed decision about that. Like I can.
And you're like, but why did no one else in the office go for it? They're idiots.
He goes,
they don't know the grind set.
I would say that I'm probably the most driven person in the office, and that's why.
Oh my God. I also like when people go, you don't understand the business. You're like, yeah, because it operates so different than every other business. Every business has its fundamentals.
A great business model is to go. And he was even like, I'm honestly kind of scared because I don't have that much. All my savings will be gone after I do this. But you know what? My coach told me I got to commit. It's time to commit to being successful.
He is just. Dude, why doesn't he?
It is scary.
He might be better off joining a cult and giving him all his money, so that way
they can give him a bed and some food to eat.
And at least you'd probably be having sex. There's usually sex involved.
Well, no, not with the cult leader has sex. He won't be having any.
What
sex.
Is the coach's credential? What are their credentials?
I don't know.
Because you know, there's a life coach is one of Dice's old friends.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm a life coach.
Dude, can you imagine if that was his life coach?
Oh my God! If it is, he needs more help than I think.
Hey, Bruce Dutte.
Who is that?
It's this guy we know.
Yeah, who's a life coach? He's trouble telling the truth.
The life coach thing, especially in this business, seems like all he's just got to do is go to properties and show them to people
and make sell them.
Set appointments. It's very simple.
But my dad and my mom were panicking on the phone because they were like, "Are you serious? Does he know what's about to happen to the housing market?
Yeah,
like it's already cooling off. It's going
to
tank.
You don't have to worry. He's going to be ahead because he got.
Well, that's
life
what he
coach.
Said. He goes.
The coach. Is
I like, have to separate myself from everybody else if the market's going to get tough.
Did he tell you I've any of it. The things that this guy told him that he never tells anybody? He goes, here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Sometimes when I come.
Now, he did say that he gave him the idea
sex with men and
to have a food truck at a house and have food for the neighborhood.
Have a food truck house?
Here's what you need to do. You need to get this house looking like a giant food truck.
I thought you were just going to say he told him to drive a food truck as like a side hustle. No.
And he supplies food trucks.
He paid for a
food
truck.
He goes, you can buy
the
food truck directly from me.
He paid for a food truck to be in this neighborhood while he was showing a house. So it's like, come on, everybody, get free food from the food truck.
That's a ton of money to put down.
He paid for it all himself.
I know, but Bruce how much is the house? Because his commission on it might not even cover the food truck fucking expense.
I know. He went on a date with a lady before this, before he hired the life coach, where he blew his entire commission on the date. He blew like $3,000
on a date?
On a dinner date.
Dude,
where did he go?
She shouldn't be allowed to have money.
What?
Where did he go?
Some super fancy restaurant. He got a limousine and everything.
What year is this? 1984 on Wall Street?
He got a limousine?
Yeah, and then he got...
Does he live around here?
No, not at all.
Small town?
No, not here.
Not big city?
Not in between. That, but in between, yeah.
This guy's riding around in fucking limousines?
Yeah.
Like it's 1999.
He's going to prom?
Oh my God!
Was he wearing a cover bug?
Well, it's probably why it was so expensive. He probably did it during prom season.
It's a lady he works with,
and there was no limos available, so he had to pay extra.
It's a lady he works with, and he's like, "We're the perfect match." I asked her out 3 times. She said no. She really respects me, and like she wants to just keep it professional. But I know what's really going on, which is you know,
she just needs $3,000 to change.
I just need to step up and show her.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. The best thing that happened is this guy goes broke because he'll always go broke because he has no idea how to handle money, and he shouldn't be. He shouldn't have it then.
Poltron wants to know, did they have a second date?
Okay, so let me tell you about this date. So at the date, this is now his fourth time confessing that he has feelings for her. And
he goes, I've only invested $15,000.
To her? Did he bring a priest? And he went into the room with him.
She tells him again.
I have to confess.
She goes, you know what? It's because we work together and, you know.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to quit that job.
Okay, so.
Oh, shit.
I thought he's going to quit the job.
Oh. He goes,
so I know what's really going on. So I calculated all of the income that I send to her through my real estate clients. And so now I'm hitting up my friends in real estate, and I'm sending them all to her instead. And once that
he's giving all his business.
Yeah, he goes, once I have enough people who equal the amount of business that I bring to her, then I'm going to be like, look, it doesn't matter now because I've brought you so much business. What? Now we can date.
Is it?
That's the only thing that you're afraid of.
Has he been checked for mental illness?
What you just said confused me so much. I don't even know what that means.
He's saying that he's replacing the business she's worried about losing from dating him if things go bad.
Oh, so
by having all of his friends.
So he's doing it up front.
Yeah. Okay. And
why is this writer a check for, here's $150,000. This will cover you if things go bad.
What the fuck? Can you do
there, why not just find a new lady?
Is this the only woman in the place he lives?
I don't know. But I was like, but don't you think that maybe she was just being polite and that's how she was like saying that she didn't want to date you?
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
See you on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Get on the Patreon. We got some new songs to debut over on the Patreon.
Go to beachcops.com/Patreon.
Whoops. You want to try it again?
Patreon.com/beachcops. Or just go to Patreon, type it in the search, Beach Cops Podcast.
Yeah, so you can hear some more of this stuff.
So, okay.
Grind.